You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Heritage Foundation provides another update via Genevieve Wood. Back on with us, Genevieve, as always. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me, Steve.
Well, last week we talked about appointees that President Trump was making, and you know how people were feeling about different ones and what they were specifically. And one of the ones that came up last week was a concern about Matt Gaetz and his appointment. Not, you know, I think last week we probably talked about clearly. He will have an agenda and cleaning out the swamp as well as just. You know, doing a good job as Attorney General were he to be appointed. But some brand new news yesterday, Genevieve.
Yeah. Well, he decided, I think that maybe talking about Matt Gaetz, that he decided that probably the votes may not be there or it's going to be tougher to get through than he wanted to have to go through. And that's just because of allegations have been made in things in his past that people can look up. But it's important to note the Justice Department never found him guilty of those charges. The House Ethics Committee had an investigation, but now that he's resigned from Congress, that investigation will end. So not sure what his future per se is going to be, if he's going to remain in politics or step out, but he stepped aside and said he wanted to make sure that, you know, President Trump got his nominees through quickly, and he didn't want to hinder that. So I'd say kudos to him on that, because we have a lot of work to do, and I think President Trump knows that as well, which is why it took him not even 24 hours to name a new candidate, which is a woman, Pam Bondi, who's a former attorney general from the state of Florida. And she's got a long history in the legal arena, but she also has a strong relationship with President Trump. She was on when he was first impeached. If you go back, you know, the 2017 when President Trump first came to office, and of course, immediately the Democrats wanted to start impeachment trials. And she was one of his legal advisors and a part of the legal team there. So I think she, you know, knows him well, knows what he wants to do at the Department of Justice. And I think we'll have a much easier time getting through the nominations or the confirmation process on the Hill.
Yeah. And we were talking off the air how quickly, you know, this happened and other stories and other information we've gathered in the last week or two, you know, President Trump came into Washington 8 years ago. And, you know, he was a New York businessman and didn't quite know the things that he knows now. And in those 8 years, he's educated himself. And just speculation, but, you know, as you're making these appointments, you just have to imagine that he's got a few names lined up in each appointment in the event that they don't make their way through confirmation. And this was, you know, clearly someone he was familiar with and actually, you know, not a surprise coming from Florida, where she's battled illegal immigration, where she's battled the fentanyl issue and drugs in general, and will be certainly able to do the task. Some of the things, you know, and that, it's not that important, I'm sure, but I do wonder, you know, Matt Gaetz met with members of the Senate legislators, lawmakers yesterday, and, you know, after that meeting coming out, deciding to, remove himself from contention for this position. And you kind of wonder what kind of conversations happened there. The other thing is, you know, Donald Trump, I think most people don't realize it's, you know, possible that he was going this extreme route to start with and would be happy with it if it worked out. But, you know, would it sniff out those in the Republican Party that are saying they're on board, but are they? I don't know. Maybe I think too much.
No, well, there's been a lot of rumors in D.C. of people saying this is a chess move by Trump from the very beginning, thinking like, you know, he's probably not going to get through, but I'm going to, have everybody focused on that. So some of these other nominees that some people I don't think are controversial, but for example, there were others who were questioning Pete Hegseth as the Secretary of Defense nominee. But, you know, with all the attention on Gates, there's less attention on anybody else, right? So who knows? But what I think the point you made is a right one, that he learned a lot from his first term in office. He's realized, not that he didn't know Washington was a swamp, he's one who started naming it that, but I think he realized just how deep that the swamp creatures run, if you will. And so he's made a point of getting a team in place that's very committed, as he is, to getting rid of what we call the administrative state and getting these institutions, whether it's the Department of Justice, whether it's the Pentagon, whether it's Health and Human Services, back to their core missions. And because so many of them, and almost every single agency, they're just involved in things they should have never been involved in. And they're not only are they wasting dollars, they're interfering with people's ability to run their own lives and to take care of their families. They're making the rules for everybody. So I think he's lining up a team that's very committed to, like I said, returning these agencies to their core missions. And I think Pam Bondi is certainly somebody who understands how to do that at the Department of Justice.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing how each of these appointments make their way through confirmation and you know, complete the task that's ahead of them for the next few years. And one other thing I want to throw out there, and it's I'm stealing this from other conversations I've heard, but it is interesting that Gates was, you know, part of the 118th Congress and resigned his place in Congress to try to become the Attorney General of the United States, but now has withdrawn from that. However, he was did win his election, during the general election. He was on the ticket and he did win. And is it even possible for him to go, all right, I'm the new guy. Welcome to the 119th Congress. Is that a possibility?
I think it's possible, but it doesn't appear right now that that's what he's going to do. That when he resigned, he meant he was resigning from his current seat, and I guess the seat that he just was reelected to. But that's still, you know, there's a lot that could still shake out. Like I said, I don't know what his future immediate plans are, whether he's going to remain in the political arena or decide to step aside.
Yeah, and of course, being from Florida, as is Laura Trump, you do wonder also with the Senate seat that's made available, left vacant by Marco Rubio. So some chess moves maybe still to come, certainly still to come.
Oh, definitely.
Whether or not that's going to be one of them, only time will tell. But as always, Genevieve, I appreciate your assistance walking through some of these stories, which, by the way, at least one of the stories we mentioned from the Daily Signal at thedailysignal.com, the headline is Breaking: Trump names another attorney general after Matt Gaetz's withdrawal. And as you mentioned, that is Pam Bondi, who was a former Florida attorney general and prosecutor for nearly 20 years. And there you'll also find an article on thedailysignal.com in regards to Matt Gaetz and what went on yesterday as he announced his withdrawal from contention for that position. But Genevieve, thanks again. Have a great weekend. And next weekend, we got a full hour with Brian Cochran, so we'll catch up with you in December. A very happy Thanksgiving to you and all of your family and friends.
Thank you. Same to you, Steve, and thankful for the opportunity to join you each week. Appreciate it.
All right. Stay with us. We'll get to Brian Cochran more on planning how to walk through your estate and finding powers of attorney that can help you do that and what kind of paperwork you need to have ready to do that as well. We'll walk through it and get caught up with Brian Cochran, John Moore Associates, coming up next on ABQ Connect.